Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. America's farmers and ranchers are eager to turn over a new leaf on the trade front. From the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement to the groundbreaking Phase 1 trade deal with China earlier this month to the U.S.-Japan trade agreement last fall, the administration is answering the call to expand trade opportunities for U.S. agriculture. And there's no question that we are eager to get back to business in the global marketplace. Of course, farmers and ranchers will need to see results before they celebrate. But those results will happen only if we negotiate and sign trade deals to pave the way for increased trade. The trade war has taken its toll on our farm and ranch land and rural communities, and restoration of our markets cannot come soon enough. While we all pray for Mother Nature to be kinder this year, farmers and ranchers across the country are ready not only to return to full steam production, but also begin to explore opportunities for meeting the demand of expanding markets. With USMCA ratified by the U.S. and Mexico, we have only to wait for Canadian Parliament to approve the deal as well before it can go into full effect. It's no secret that the idea of reopening NAFTA gave us some heartburn in the ag community. But we have come out on the other side with a stronger, modern agreement that has created a framework for other ag trade deals. Those improvements didn't happen by accident. This deal is a testament to our strong grassroots efforts working across the ag community and with Congress and the administration. And while it may not be perfect, we came out with a deal that not only protected agriculture's gains from NAFTA, but will also increase our ag exports to Canada and Mexico by $2 billion. The Phase 1 deal with China promises even greater returns, more than double what China's ag purchases were before the trade war. This is a tall order, and far better than we could have hoped for when this trade war began nearly 2 years ago. When President Trump came to our annual convention in Austin, he expressed his confidence in America's farmers and ranchers to meet the increased demand of an anticipated $80 billion in ag purchases from China over the next 2 years. I think we can all agree that we are more than up to that challenge. A question we've been asked is whether these amazing increases in agricultural exports to China are realistic. Will they actually happen? We are heartened by the administration's assurance that their work isn't done. The deal will be monitored to ensure that China lives up to its commitments. Although we have passed some significant mile markers this month, the race to expand U.S. agriculture's global market share is far from over. We are urging the administration to build on this momentum and complete a full trade agreement with China to secure free and fair trade there once and for all. We will also be keeping a close watch on progress with EU trade talks to begin to bring balance to trade and remove the continent's non-scientific barriers to our ag products. And we anticipate the upcoming talks with the UK can expand an already strong market for our farm exports. The remaining hurdles are real, and it will take time to rebuild our markets once these new deals go into effect. But the accomplishments we are celebrating this month are proof that these challenges can be overcome. Time and again, America's farmers and ranchers have risen to the challenge of competing in new markets. Our ag exports have traditionally enjoyed a surplus not by chance, but because of the sterling reputation of American-grown food, fuel, and fiber. Thanks to these new trade deals, we can continue to lead the way in growing the highest quality and most sustainable ag products in the world. The Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which replaces the Waters of the U.S. rule, clearly defines federal water jurisdiction, according to AFBF. Don Parrish, Senior Regulatory Relations Director, explained in an interview on Tuesday that the new rule allows farmers to understand water regulations while continuing to protect water quality. Parrish hopes the new rule provides the clarity that farmers need so that when they go out on their property, they can know where federal jurisdiction lies. Parrish thinks that it is something that our producers have been asking for a very long time and hopes this rule provides it. He also pointed out that the rule provides the certainty farmers need to support the rural economy and the nation's needs for clean water. Analysis by AFBF Chief Economist John Newton indicates U.S. milk production grew to a record high of 218 billion pounds in 2019 compared to the prior year. The increase was accompanied by a shift in where milk is produced. Big declines were recorded in Pennsylvania and across the Corn Belt, while Texas, California, and Idaho posted large increases. The signing of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement by President Trump increases hopes that 2020 will begin a stronger decade for America's farmers and ranchers. In a statement released Wednesday, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said, "There is definitely increased optimism on farms and ranches across America, and we're grateful for the advances, but we're also realists eager to see results, especially for our dairy and wheat producers." He added, "We know it will take time for the new deals to go into effect and translate into increased sales. We're eager to get back into full swing supplying safe, high-quality food and agricultural products around the world." The USMCA is expected to increase agricultural exports from the U.S. by $2 billion and result in an overall increase of $65 billion in gross domestic product. Canada will increase quotas on U.S. dairy products, benefiting American dairy farmers by $242 million. Canada will also treat wheat imports the same as domestic wheat for grading purposes. Mexico has also agreed that all grading standards for ag products will be non-discriminatory. The agreement also enhances science-based trading standards among the three nations. President Trump's signature was the final step in enacting the agreement in the U.S.-Mexico approved in the agreement in the U.S. Mexico approved the USMCA last year. Canada must still ratify the pact, which is expected to occur in the next few months. The agreement will take effect 90 days after all countries have approved it. USMCA comes on the heels of a string of trade successes. The China Phase 1 agreement signed last month goes into effect in mid-February. The U.S.-Japan trade agreement signed last fall went into effect this month. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture presented its 13th Book of the Year Award to Peggy Thomas for "Full of Beans, Henry Ford Grows a Car." The book describes Henry Ford's drive to incorporate soybeans into every part of his life. After the Great Depression, the famous car maker and businessman wanted to support ailing farmers. Researching ways to use farmers' crops at his Ford Motor Company, Ford and his team discovered that the soybean was the perfect answer. Soon, Ford's cars contained many soybean plastic parts. His commitment to soybean farmers didn't stop there, though. Ford not only ate soybeans, he wore clothes made of soybean fabric as well. Thomas lives with her husband and two children in Middleport, New York. She is the award-winning author of several nonfiction and fiction books for children, including Thomas Jefferson Grows a Nation and Farmer George Plants a Nation. The Book of the Year Award springs from the Foundation's effort to identify accurate ag books, a collection of nearly 500 books for children, teenagers, and adults that accurately cover agricultural topics. Book of the Year selections are educational, help to create positive public perceptions about agriculture, inspire readers to learn more and touch their readers' lives, as well as tell the farmer's story. The Accurate Ag Books database is available at www.agfoundation.org/recommended-pubs. To accompany Full of Beans, the Foundation has created an educator's guide. In honor of Thomas's award and Austin, the host city of the American Farm Bureau Federation's 101st Annual Convention, the Foundation donated 100 books and a $1,000 ag literacy grant to the Austin Public Library. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. Questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.